Okay, I'm at the Bridge Inn here in Topsham, which is sort of the posh side of Exeter, and my friends invited me to an open mic night, and unbeknown to him, I think it's a blues night, and he's brought his guitar, and I'm not sure he actually knows any blues music, so this could be really good fun. My friend DT and Zoe are here with their baby, which I think is a bit inappropriate, because a lot of this music's pretty miserable, and about drinking. So I'm not sure that's quite appropriate, but I'm going to go back in now. I've just had a pint of Otter Amber and also a pint of Red Ale, which sounds a bit ambiguous to me. I want a bit more detail in my names. Just being red isn't quite enough. But I'm going to go in and get another pint. 3 pints on a Monday night, pushing it maybe. And I want to see if DT's going to play. If he does, I'm going to start the recorder, and we'll see if we can get any music from him. Okay, I'm going back in now to get my pint.
That was extraordinary.
Brilliant, thank you. Cheers. Well, that's great, thank you. Cheers. Is there a way to get in there, or do I have to go back round? Yeah, okay. Cheers.
There's a door at the back of where the bar is.
Ah, right.
Through and we'll
okay. Yeah, brilliant, thank you.
That's a bit quiet.
Yeah, they're in full swing in there. Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, okay. Well, over to you. My management, Mr. DT.
Hello there. Really paranoid that the only songs, blues songs I know are the kind of cheesy ones. Red House, do you know... So I'd introduce everyone to Patrick. Seems to like music and cars, so he was really going for it in that little car song earlier on.
So I'm with Zoe outside the gig now. What did you think of DT's first song?
Oh, absolutely top notch.
Yeah. I was surprised that he thought of anything to play at all, because he just seemed to go up without any idea of what he was going to play.
He did. He's not exactly a blues player, having never played blues before.
But he pulled it off, I thought.
Pulled it off.
Yeah.
Can't wait for the next one.
I'm about to buy him another pint. Do you think that's going to help or hinder his next song?
Ooh. Depends whether it's some of that or not.
It's going to be some of that.
It might hinder.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go and buy the pint now, and we'll see in a moment.
That'll be interesting. I lay right down on wrist.
Okay, I'm in the toilet in the Bridge Inn in Topsham, and this must be the mankiest toilet in the world. That's a mosquito flying there. There's something that looks like it's not a cockroach, but it's kind of a big beetle. It's painted pink. It's so cold, even in the middle of summer, it's so cold. It's the most miserable toilet in Devon. But it's in such a great pub, I'll let it off.
To play a song actually written by my my dad, this little one's granddad. Yeah, yeah, hello. Yeah, see, he likes it, he's good. Only 4 months old, by the way. And our first. Sorry, he's used too much. Yeah, my dad really was my main inspiration for picking up a guitar. And it's called Why Do I Still Dream of You?
So we're after the gig now, and DT's here with baby Patrick. How do you think it went?
Well,
I was asking Patrick. Pretty much no comment. I'll ask you then. How did it go?
Well, it was really good. Patrick was loving the music.
Yeah.
And loving the beer as well. Actually, no, he wasn't really drinking beer. Sorry, I thought social services might be on to me. If I saw him. Anyway, but yeah, it was good. It was good.
Considering you didn't know which song you were going to play about an hour ago, it went pretty well.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah. It's all right.
Yeah, I did a song about my dad there, and yeah, I'll have to probably pay him royalties at some point. Maybe I'd just best not tell him.
Yeah, that's probably the best thing. Because no one else will hear this, so it's all right. It's not going on the internet or anything, so it's fine.
Well, that's okay then. That's good.
Well done. It's good. Yeah. So we'll have to do some more open mic nights.
Well, I'd let you know. And I tend to be quite spontaneous with everything. So,
is that sort of another word for being a little bit unorganised?
It might be. Yes. Spontaneous is much better. It sounds like I plan to be spontaneous.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Shame you can't film a smile, can you? Well, you can film a smile.
You can't record it
You can't record it.
No.
I've had too much beer.
Well, okay.
I'll just stop it there, I think.
That's probably a good idea.